Good morning, 7:43 a.m. on Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. 70 degrees, clear skies, humid, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? It's been a while, hasn't it? Oh, I bet you thought I'd pod faded. Bet you thought I'd given up on the walks. Well, not quite. Just very busy week of stuff, and between sickness and really, really horrid weather, some traveling. My wife was out of town for a few days. Just could not make it out for the walk, unfortunately, and I'm disappointed by that because we had some really gorgeous walking days and I had to miss them because of reasons. Oh my lordy, 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 where to catch up? Lots happening this past week or so. First and foremost, welcome to new subscribers. I know there is at least one new patron. And possibly a few others listening on the regular feed. Last Wednesday, a week ago, I had a sit down with a book club out of where I went to college, the area out of where I'm tongue tied this morning. Can you tell? Last Wednesday night, I had a sit down with a small book club. We did a Google chat. We were scheduled for about 45 minutes and half hour, 45 minutes. And we went, I think we went almost 2 hours by the time all was said and done. They had found Cybrosis through Scott Sigler's GFL series. And the wife of one of the members is somebody I used to work with and we're still in touch. So she reached out and she said, she reached out a couple weeks ago and said, "Hey, PC, the boys are going to be reading Cybrosis, and we're wondering if you wanted to pop in for a little chat with them." And I said, "Sure." So I know there's at least one of you out there who subscribed to the Patreon feed as a result. So thank you for that. I'll be in touch with you shortly to address the free stuff and kind of give you a quick little rundown of everything that's available to you. And the story continues. Obviously I missed the mid-month deadline for the next chapter of Sentience Wars. Apologies for that. Unfortunately, kind of expected that with the way things were not flowing with that chapter. So I'm working on it. I'll be back to it today, and it should be ready in time for a mid-September release. What else is going on? Baby girl contracted a little bit of a stomach bug or some kind of little virusy thing. It's not the big COVID or anything like that, but she definitely passed it on to my wife, who passed it on to me and laid me up for a couple of days last week. Today the roofers are due at the house. They're supposed to be there now. They're running late. Not quite sure why, but the contractor that lives in the subdivision actually was in touch with me this morning, letting me know that he was aware of the problem, was going to look into it and get back to me. They're expecting some scattered thunderstorms today, but not until the afternoon. And I'm wondering if they decide to scrub the roof this today due to the potential for the weather. It's entirely possible they did, but I don't know. I'll find out when he calls or texts or something. What else is going on? I have recently discovered the need to sit down and do a little more reorganization. Not that things are out of control or things or anything like that, but I need to spend a little time doing some priority readjustment and some more. The next step, I guess, would be of good habit forming. Discipline has always been my Achilles heel. But if anything last week showed me, I mean, it wasn't bad last week, don't get me wrong, but if last week showed me anything, it's that I need to be a lot more disciplined. And so the goal of the next couple of days, good morning. Goal of the next couple of days will be to address that. You know, it takes time to form a good habit. It takes time to form a pattern that turns into a routine, that turns into a habit. And I was getting there with a few things, and then I fell off the horse. And you know, there's a line from Dark, from Batman Begins. You know, why do we fall? So we can learn to pick ourselves up. And it's one of those lines that kind of resonates, because you don't have to be perfect 100% of the time. You don't have to always succeed. You are allowed to fall. You are allowed to fail. You are allowed to miss your goal. It's not about making the goal as much as it is about learning how to adapt, learning how to get yourself back on the horse, and learning how to not make the same mistake again, so that the next time you attempt the thing, or in your next attempt at the thing, you are just that much smarter, that much wiser, that much ahead of the game, because you've learned from your past. For me, it's also an issue of, I want to say it's probably an issue of small iterative steps. I have in the past had this tendency to want to do all of the things right now, and inevitably that fails. Because I get so overwhelmed with all the new routines and all the new habits and all the new practices I want to put into play, that I get so worried about, did I do this one, or that one, that I end up not doing any of them. So this is, I went back to, I don't want to say I went back to basics, but I went back to picking one or two things to poke on and say, okay, this is the thing I want to get into the habit of, and I want to do that now, one thing. And once that turned into a more manageable, a more regular, and again, God, he's fast. A more manageable routine, or a more normalized routine, then I go back to the drawing board and I say, okay, I got this in place. What's the next step? That first round had been the walk. That first round had been a few other odds and ends, mostly personal things that are household related. And while I don't claim that the household stuff is under control yet, I think it's well enough under control that I want to add the next step into the process. So that's where we're at right now. Yeah, I'm really hoping they didn't bump the roof. I mean, it doesn't really matter if they do it today, tomorrow, or the next day, but at the same time, I now have stuff in my yard, and I would really like to be able to have that project done because it's going to be a doozy. So yeah, back to writing today. I'll be picking up on Sentience Wars and going from there. Yeah, there's a bit of deck clearing to do. There's a bit of to-do list organization to do. To-do list, number one, create to-do list. Oh, there's some redundancy for you folks. But I digress. Work has settled down. We finished our month-end swing, so the next couple of days are, they're not downtime per se. There's definitely work to be done, but we're definitely off the deadline rush and the higher number of meetings per day to organize and correlate and question and things like that. And now we get to spend time not just prepping for the end of August, but also going through our notes from the end of July and trying to resolve the open items that were left because they either required more attention than we could provide, or they required more answers than we had available to us in the time we had allotted. And that's not unusual. You, for example, are looking through your financial statements and you realize that there's an invoice that you were expecting that you didn't receive. So you know what the invoice amount should be, for example, and so you book what we call an accrual in there, which basically puts it onto your financials as kind of just a placeholder, as it were. And then you contact the vendor, or you figure out what the hell happened to the invoice. And then when you show it shows up, you match that invoice against the accrual, and then you put it through the payment process. So it's things like that. But at the same time, you can't hold everything else up because you're looking for a missing invoice. You know, is it in dispute? Did it ever get sent? Did it get held up by the manager who needs to approve it because he forgot about it, or because she doesn't approve it because she doesn't know where the material is, or what have you? So it's kind of checks and things like that. We found some missed bills that we did not send to our customers that we need to do. And we've been waiting to hear back from the customers on how they want to resolve it. Do they want it in one fell swoop? Do they want it, you know, integrated into their existing billing? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to wait to hear back from them, figure out how to organize and fix our problem in a way that meets their needs. Yeah, pretty nice. We have at least one or two customers that are getting our services for free at the moment. But things like that just need to be kind of hunted down, organized, and figured out. But I'm on my pieces, and the rest of the team is on their pieces, and it's a good group of people, so we'll get it worked out. I'm not worried about it. And it's not like I should be worried about it. I mean, I want it to be correct, I want it to be accurate, but at the same time, it's not my, I was gonna say it's not my job to worry about it, and that's not true. I mean, I do not run the department, so ultimately I'm not answerable to the ownership for the actions of the department as a whole. But I am in a position to be a resource. I'm in a position to have more experience and more functional knowledge than a couple of my coworkers do. So to that end, I am relied on to oversee in an informal capacity, which may or may not become more formal as I continue to integrate with the company. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. So yeah, a lot has happened. Busy week. I am hopefully back to the normal walk and talk schedule. We will have to see what's going on with the roofers. I don't think they're there yet. I'm not quite at the final turn, but I can see my house from here and I don't see any activity, so they have not yet arrived. My wife said she thought she saw a truck from the roofing company heading in a different direction when she left about an hour ago. So I'm wondering if they either did the wrong roof or it's just a different truck going to a different property. Oh, and then there are my neighbors and their partially mowed lawn. My neighbors have a corner lot here and they have an electric lawnmower, an electric push mower. And looks like they did some mowing over the past day or two and it looks great. But there are obvious patches where they did not attempt to start yet. And well, generally I don't care, it's their property, whatever. I have on numerous occasions offered my assistance in helping them maintain this because of the 6 people who live in that house, only one actually does the housework and has to do everything because the other 5 are apparently too good to be bothered. I have a riding mower and it's very easy for me to do it, but they've turned me down. Okay. Offer stands. And on that note, I'm back to the house. Gonna get in, figure out what's going on with the roof, get my day going, and go from there. I hope you and yours have a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. With any luck, I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day.